Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our dad bod in a cage with a lollipop. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Scott.
And this is Time Pop. Look at that. Slowing down time. Look at that. We can now control time. When you criticize time travel movies for long enough, you can control time after a while. That's pretty exciting.
They just send it to you in the mail. I just got, it's like an AARP. Like, you know, you're getting of that age. You've done 100 time travel movies. Like,
you get to manipulate time just a little bit at first, like a minute maybe.
Scott, do you have TikTok?
I do, but I never look at it.
Okay, look at time_pop_pod.
That was a good plug.
Right now. It's so great. Everyone, I like told you, I'm like, I've been putting off on TikToking because I want to make cool, fun TikToks. And so I pay for this, this website that I get a bunch of free music from, but I always forget that I get free pictures and free, just all kinds of free shit. Well, I don't get free. I pay for it, but it's all there. And I was like, I searched time travel stock videos. And I found the most hilarious stock video, people. And if you want to see it, and while Scott's searching for it, I would just like to let you guys know at the top, because I know some people hear the credits start of this show and they immediately tune out. So you may not even have heard that we have a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/timepop if you would like some more Time Pop. We are doing our non-time travel space universe fuckery shows over there. We're having a lot of fun. We did Everything Everywhere All at Once. We did Into the Spider-Verse. We did, what else did we do, Scott?
We did Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. It'll be there very soon. Idiocracy will be there within a couple days. Oh, no. It's there. By the time this episode gets released, Idiocracy is there. And I put a couple of our Wheel of Time Patreons up there, which are fantasy movies, non-Wheel of Time fantasy movies. So for $3, there is a lot of content up there already. And if you continue to give us $3 a month for our efforts, we will continue to give you exclusive episodes.
I mean, there's not much else you can get with $3 these days. I mean, that you can get a lollipop, but that's done in like 10 minutes. This goes on for forever. So, you know.
Can I get a naked man in a cage licking that lollipop for $3?
Probably. Can you get a Jolly Rancher for that, I think?
There you go. You can pay a child on the street $2 to eat your Jolly Rancher, but then you don't get to listen to our episodes. Did you find my TikTok yet, Scott?
It's got like a globe and then there's some dogs.
Yes.
Oh boy.
What are the dogs standing next to, Scott?
A time machine.
Yes, they are.
That's too. Okay. So if you like time travel, you like cool special effects, and you like dogs, this is the place for you. All right.
Yeah, that was in their stock videos. I searched time travel in my stock video website.
That's great.
And two dachshunds standing next to a what looks like a Ghostbuster catcher labeled as a time machine.
Oh, man, there's Chip the dog. There's Footloose. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot of goofy stuff on there that I just was just like, okay, how do I do this? But last night was the first very, like, I am going to post a time travel video to my Time Pop Pod TikTok. So that is the first of many, and I will only get better, folks. So check that out.
Awesome. Let's get into it, my friend.
Until then, so do you have any idea where my constant came from, Scott?
I'm trying to remember. You repeat it again. You said dad bod.
Dad bod in a cage licking a lollipop.
Oh, yeah. The daughter says it to him, right?
No. She does, actually. She does say something about a lollipop, which was really weird because after I wrote it down, I was like, holy crap. So when they're going through the club in 96... No, in 88. In 88 when they say... Or no, is it 96 or 88? when they're like, we have another one.
88.
Yeah, when they said, we have another one, and they go to the club and find that woman who's just been stabbed and hasn't died yet, and they're walking through the club. There's two cages. One of them has a sexy secretary typing on a typewriter in a cage, and then the other one is just a dad bod and a giant lollipop.
I remember. You're right. I remember now, unfortunately. Oh, the days of the goth clubs of the 80s. How we miss you.
Speaking of the days of past, do you remember when this podcast wasn't about social issues and racism?
No.
I miss the days when Time Pop was just about time travel and we weren't tackling major social issues that were finally coming to grips in this great year of our Lord.
The world has gotten complicated, my friend.
Jesus Christ. And it hasn't changed since 1988, which is the worst part about it. This is an interesting time travel movie. It is.
Wow. All right. So for those of you who maybe haven't done this podcast for a while, I can already tell. Like when usually Desmond comes out the gate like, oh man, I loved it. Hour 28. For him to just say, oh, this is interesting, means he's actually mediocre about it, which I'm impressed with. That means he has some sort of level of like discerning taste. There's a little bit of a palate. You can't just put in a fucking time machine and in a bun with mayonnaise and he's like, it's the best. Sorry, go ahead.
If this movie had mayonnaise on it, it would be a lot better.
I'm glad we agree. We did In the Shadow of the Moon on Netflix. The trailer looks good. The trailer, when you see it, it looks like, ooh, it's a cop movie. It's a time travel movie. It's a vampire movie. And it's like, we've seen much more low budget. There's a good budget to this.
Yeah.
But in watching this, and unfortunately, if you're someone who made the movie and you're listening, it's not, I'm going to blame myself or ourselves on this. When you've watched as many time travel movies as we have at this point, this movie just seems like time travel 101. It's just, you know, nothing extraordinary. It fits in a lot of tropes. I guessed the ending pretty much. You might have as well, right? It's just...
I didn't, just because...
But you knew it was something personal, right? The way when she first sees him and she's like, oh, this is how it is. This is how it happens.
Yeah, it took me longer than it should have because... The antagonist is a black female and the protagonist is a white male.
Yeah. It's a good way to throw you off.
Yeah. Yeah. So it took me. So I kept on like going, no, it can't be that personal. Like it's going to get personal eventually, but it can't be. And this is one of those movies that like, it's not about the time travel at all. Like they're using time travel to tell their story. But they don't really care about the time travel.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like, this isn't an interesting story. And if you're just looking for...
I mean, it's required for the plot, but yeah.
It is. And they do...
Like, I like sci-fi films, right? I mean, I think we got into this for like the Back to the Futures and the sci-fi films. This is one of those where I was like, we just got tricked into watching a mystery police film, didn't we?
Yeah, totally.
This is like if Seven and Back to the Future had a... fucked and had a baby.
Yeah. And then they always, but again, they like movies like this always take super interesting time travel ideas. And then, I mean, time travel invariably is never explained very well anyways, because once you start trying to explain your time travel, it falls apart really quickly.
Yeah.
So they really don't explain this time travel at all. I mean, this is just shy of magic.
He does. The only explanations they do, a physicist who's curious about the time travel says, oh, when she travels, it's during the lunar cycles. And every 9 years, this same lunar cycle happens. And when there's a bridge due to gravity. And lunar cycles, there's lunar cycles, there's gravity, it forms a bridge, deal with it.
And
we heard worse. Des, we've heard worse. Come on. You closet and you make a wish. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. And it's not that this is not an interesting time travel or not a cool time travel. It's that like, once you start to learn a little bit about time travel, that's all I care about. I'm like, you know what? The social issue is an important social issue that we need to deal with. I want this to be a time travel movie. And I want to go all the way into the future and see who developed this time travel. And what else do they fucking use it for? Is this the only person on the planet that ever time travels? Are there, it's a one-way trip, but she says it's a one-way trip until I complete my mission. So there's a version of this story that she doesn't get pushed in front of the train. And then somehow.
What? Oh, the original.
At some point, she says it's a one-way trip until I complete my mission.
Right. I think that's the last ones that she gets before he kills her.
But she finds out that she's going to die because he tells her, I killed you.
Right.
And she just accepts that he knows her fate. And again, like, you know, who, again, if is she genetically, oh, they do say something about her being genetically no, they don't. So like,
she was raised from a young age because they know the physicist who designed it and the dad knows the whole story and it's how it's always happened. So she was set up for this. She was trained from a young age. She was groomed for it.
Because this is a very interesting, like, two trains coming at each other. And then at some point they cross.
Yeah.
And there's no turning back except for, again, at some point. So like 9 years later, after she takes her first trip, because
I want to try to lay the plot down really quick. I don't want to go in the intricacies because we can. Basically, there is a police officer with a pregnant wife trying to.
Hang on a second, Scott.
Yeah. I want to do it in like two sentences.
You always say that.
I know, but this time I really want to.
I'm still waiting for you to do it in less than 20 minutes. We are talking about In the Shadow of the Moon from 2019, 1 hour and 55 minutes, starring
Boyd Holbrook.
Boyd Holbrook.
You might see him in the Sandman films. He plays, what's his name? The bad guy. He pops up in a lot of stuff lately.
Cleopatra Coleman. Bokeem Woodbine, which was a breath of fresh air. I loved seeing him again.
Uh-huh.
And then Michael C. Hall. It's always
with a pretty minimal role.
He plays an important role, but just because of the way the story is told, he doesn't have a ton of face time, but he's around and he's, you know, he does a great job of what he needs to do. Okay, so that's what Scott is talking about. I'll give you 6 minutes, Scott.
I'm gonna try and do it less. All right.
Okay.
Police officer Philadelphia, pregnant wife, kid. People are dying. They're dying with this weird, where they bleed out of everything.
Very few people, not like tons of people. Three people.
Thank you. They find that there's like two holes in their back. Like it seems like an injection.
Three. It's a predator.
They do police work. They chase down a person into a train station. She's mysterious. She seems to know things about this guy's life. As she tries to get away, he stuns her and it makes her stumble. And then she falls into a subway train and probably dies. After this, there's people fire back. They think it was like a racist cop killing, and his wife dies in pregnancy and he's got a kid. 9 years later, she comes back. He's kind of obsessed with the case, I think, because he feels bad because he didn't kill her. And they suggested that he shot her, but he never fired a bullet.
There are 9 years later, there are still riots in the street on the annual event of this day, because it's really, I actually didn't pick up. I mean, I picked up on it by the end of the movie, but when I was rewatching the beginning of it this morning, like all the subtleties of, like, you know, the black neighborhoods and the white neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And like, there's obviously,
they bring it up a lot, right?
Some racial strife here when they meet the,
even his partner says he'll never become a detective because the color of his skin.
Yeah. And they like, and so when they're first looking for the woman, they're like, she's a black female. And so they start rounding up all of these black females.
Yeah.
And so obviously it looks like a racially motivated roundup, even though, you know, that's what this suspect looks like. So that's who they're trying to talk to. So 9 years later, they're still riding in the street saying this white man who shot an unarmed black woman, is he got a promotion and there's been no charges taken against him. And
remember, we're doing this in 6 minutes.
I know. No, you
talk
are
quicker.
You are my
Yeah, but you're timing me on your time.
My interruptions don't count on your time.
Okay, good. He's also a shitty dad. He's a shitty dad at this point, but he's taking care of his daughter, but like, he's not good at it. Anyway, he meets the woman again. He doesn't capture her. Let's just say things go shitty. I think, is that when he went in the ocean?
No, that's like way.
Okay, that's the next one.
Yeah, at least.
Cut 9 years after that. 9 years after that, it happens again. He's now like left the police force. He looks like a homeless person. He's been obsessed with this case. He's tracking people down. He's trying to figure it out because he's starting to think that she's from the future. This point, he doesn't even have his daughter anymore, right? She's starting to stay with his brother-in-law. And he's chasing down the case, talking to the brother-in-law, trying to get all the stuff. The brother-in-law is like, okay, dude, but you got to get back to reality. And then 9 years later, again, he's really like on it. He's trying to solve all this and trying to kill this woman who keeps going back in time and killing people and that he blames for a whole bunch of stuff. Anyway, he finds out that she has been going back through time. Well, he's going forward in time. She's going from the future, going back. She can only go every 9 years during one of these lunar bridges. And she's trying to eliminate the people that cause a lot of bad shit in the future. And ultimately, an Armageddon, it's kind of suggesting.
It's a civil war.
Civil war, right. And it's caused by like a guy who kind of starts a white supremacist group. So the racism kind of comes in full circle. Also that she is black and his, we find out at the end, is his granddaughter. He's become estranged from his daughter as these 9 years have passed. He's become obsessed. She's about to have her kid. He hasn't met her yet. And he finds out this woman is his granddaughter and he ends up raising her and training her. He doesn't kill her because of this. And he ends up actually helping her to become this person who essentially saves the future by going back and just killing certain distinct people to stop this from happening. Hey, plot.
Good job. So there is there's also a gentleman who in 97 has picked up on this lunar cycle situation and is trying to talk to him about it. He ends up kind of going off the grid. He is an Indian gentleman.
Yes. He's like a physicist. He's like a...
Yeah. And he kind of goes off the grid too, and he starts studying this. But I'm guessing him being a minority has something to do with his, like, why? Because he ends up developing.
I mean, he discovered it. Yeah.
But like he's the one, like, does he just develop the time travel and then this other company?
Yeah.
But he develops it. But then he sends her on this specific mission, though, doesn't he?
He will in the future.
Yeah.
He knows about it and he's inspired. He knows, he's like, my work will later on have someone come to save the future. So I have to continue my work. And eventually, and so I think he works along with them.
So what she's doing, she's going back and it's very, they're like, they figured out like, okay, if you kill this one guy, then someone else will just pick up his work and continue the work. Like you can't just go kill Hitler and think fascism is going to die, you know, is basically what it is. It's like once you, you know, so it's kind of interesting, though, that they're working backwards because you would think they would have to go all the way back, kill the main guy who started this, you know, this disguised as patriot, you know, situation, white supremacy, and then see who else picked up his baton and ran with it.
Well, they eliminate it, but I mean, they eliminated all the people that they had to.
But how would you know that going backwards? Like, okay, I'm going to kill his lieutenants.
Right. She doesn't. Right. She just knows every name that she needs to get.
This would make more sense if she jumped back 27 years and then leapt forward 9 years at a time. I mean, it wouldn't make sense the way the story is told because then when she dies, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It's interesting. This is like, what's the film that's told backwards? No, Memento.
Oh, yeah.
It's like time travel. It's like, so let's say what's good about this film.
First of all, I just realized what's really fucking good about this movie is I have been meaning to call bullshit on this whole 9 year lunar cycle because I'm like, there's no way it's that specific. And of course, it's not quite that perfect, but it looks like I think every 18 years, the lunar cycle 100% resets.
Oh.
So
all right.
Every 9 years is a stretch. You know, they're doing
it made for
they're...
a much more dealable story to have 9 than 18.
Yeah, exactly. But the fact that, yeah, someone, and that's what's always interesting about these movies too, is someone finds that grain of science and then just runs with it. But still having anything scientific to grab onto is and the time machine is.
It's like when Luke Skywalker is getting healed in Empire Strikes Back from being out in the cold.
It's a Banta tank. It's a Banta tank.
He's submerged in water without a mask, and then the whole thing disappears. I've seen worse.
Now, does that have to do with the lunar cycle is what controls our tides? So.
Okay. Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
But here's what's interesting about it. And maybe this is the only film we've seen people go back in time from like top to, you know, from forward backwards. We've seen people travel like in the future and then further in the future. Have we seen one where we have two going, besides maybe Tenet, where they're both going in different directions? He's moving through his time and she's going backwards. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, especially in a way where you're never able, at least in this story, you're never able to like re-jigger it. Like, it's just like these, like I said, these trains have left the fucking station.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kills her in 88. So
her end is his beginning, you know, and her.
Oh, and she does.
Her beginning is his end.
In 88, she says, "I'm sorry about your partner." And at that point, all she had done was break his leg.
Yeah. And he'd already shot her, but he had shot her. His bullet is gone, but it's from the future.
And that's from even farther in the future.
Yeah.
But then she, in 97, she shoots his partner in the face.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood. Sorry, Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah.
Things in the Bokeem Woodbine, I've seen him in a lot of films. He doesn't normally work out well for him.
Dude's been in a lot of rap videos. I was looking at his IMDb.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was in a couple Tupac videos. He was in a couple of Wu-Tang videos. I don't know how he got wrapped up in that world, but for a minute there, I was like, was he a rapper? Like, what is he doing in all this stuff? But he was just down like that. So good for him.
Yeah. But so it's interesting. So it feels, like I said, it's a little bit like Memento time travel. It's got a little bit of Tenet in it. A little bit of Time Traveler's Wife. I mean, the way that that's kind of more all over the place though, but with beginnings and ends kind of coming full circle. That's interesting. Also interesting that I think she did all that in, I think, a day. Like, he's experiencing this every 9 years over the course of, like, it happened four times?
88, 97, 2006, 2015.
Like, so it's 35 years or 28?
2024.
35 years, whatever.
So 9 times 5.
Right. 40. Thank you. 40. 40?
No. 9, 18, 45.
36, 45. Oh my God. This is not the math podcast. This is the time travel podcast.
So everybody, the only thing that everyone that's dying has in common is they're white. And it doesn't really stand out as that.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Yeah.
But you do see, and I don't think you see one by every dead body, but you start to see books from the forefathers.
Right.
Around these dead bodies. And you find out that the guy who the main man who started this movement is mailing these letters in books, so they can't really be traced very well. I don't remember how they explain it, but
yeah.
So he's like tucking them in. There's a Thomas Jefferson book. There's a what's the other one? There's at least two.
Yeah, like a George Washington book or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew Jackson. So yeah, so that's kind of interesting.
That's a good observation.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're not just half-assed watching these films.
Hell no.
I'm proud of you.
I'm going to start watching these movies a little bit earlier, which will make me watch them a little bit closer. But then since I might have 2 or 3 days to forget them, we'll see. You guys out there get to watch the experiment unfold in real time. Because the other night I was like, I have time to watch this and enjoy it instead of like waiting till the last minute. Because I'm like, well, I want to watch it last minute so I remember it. But then I'm also panicked and thinking about other stuff and all that.
So anyway, the savior of this is a black female, right? So, I mean, you're right. That is what the movie's really about. It's a subtext. So that part is interesting. And her moving backward and forward is interesting. I'm not a big fan of just like cop solve it whodunit films. And I got tricked into a cop film. It's like, it's raining. He's the deadbeat cop. And he's like too dedicated. Everyone else is like, take it easy. He's like, no, I got to solve things. And you know, that's such a classic trope. And it's like, it wants to be Seven. It's always dark and grimy. It's always Gotham City out there.
Now, do you like Seven?
I do like Seven.
Like, so you do like a good whodunit. Now this,
I normally don't, but that's a very good stylistic classic film.
This one was tough just because like we're only seeing him every 9 years and we all have to pretend like everyone, like his brother-in-law waits 9 years to tell him what a piece of shit he is. Like he wouldn't have had that conversation.
No, he might be saying it all along. Like, he might've been saying it all.
He's definitely saying it to himself. Like he picks up his daughter.
I've been waiting 9 years because I knew you were going to say some crazy shit at the 9-year. So tell me the shit. Okay, good. You're an asshole.
Why the fuck does he pick his daughter up from school at night when she's 18?
When he doesn't. It's just his way of seeing her. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's her birthday. And that's like, you know, he probably said, like, let me pick you up for like. She's just like waiting outside of school for her deadbeat dad to cut. Like, no, fuck that guy.
Are you ready for my biggest complaint? My biggest complaint is what I call the Three's Company effect.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Do you know the Three's Company effect? I mean, I made it up, but.
I mean, I'm going to. I you could be going. I didn't see him try to date two women at once. He wasn't pretending to be gay.
Yeah, to you millennials, Three's Company is this successful show in the 80s. But it's a guy living with two women in a time where, like, you couldn't do that unless you pretend you were gay or else people wouldn't allow it to happen because we weren't. It's not like. The 80s were like the 1800s, whatever.
Well, look at this movie. Look at what race relations were like in 1988.
I know. Anyway, in Three's Company, the premise, this is what I'm about to say is pretty much what happened every episode. Jack will be in the kitchen with one of them, the blonde or the brunette. Maybe they'll be cooking something. And then they're like, the other one is outside and the door is closed. And they hear them going, oh, mix it. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Do it in circles. That's good. And they're just talking about making food. The other person, oh, they must be together. And they get in a huff and they never talk about it. And the whole episode, there's all this tension. People are fighting. They're having two different conversations. And no one just said, hey, did I hear? Are you guys hooking up? Because I really think I should know it. Just communicate. That would end every episode, every problem.
No, I was making cookies.
Yeah, exactly. That is every episode of Three's Company. They milked that for many seasons. And this one as well. She goes back and she's like, don't stop fighting me. In that last travel, like her last one, he doesn't know who the fuck she is. Just say, hey, dude, I'm trying to save the world from the future. Like, give him something to work with. Otherwise, he has no reason not to try to kill you. I know people aren't going to believe you, so I get that. But, like, you could at least try. You could have something that only he would know, that you would know. Be like, I'm from the future. I can't explain it now. I know this about you. I'm doing this. At least give him something. But instead of just doing your thing, like, he could help you. Obviously, that will happen. Anyway, that's my bit. I'm sorry.
So is she trying to handcuff him to the bench so she can go back to 1979?
That's a good question because she can't.
Or is this?
Because she had already done her whole mission at that point.
Are you sure?
That's the way they tell the story. She did her mission at the end.
Because she didn't.
There's the whole voiceover. She did it. The future is good. He did all the things. Her end is his beginning. All that shit.
Because the main guy that wrote all the letters, he had already died naturally by 88. How did the guy that started the movement die?
She killed him, right?
When? Not in 80. In 88, it was the cook, the pianist.
Yeah, I think it was in 90. Wasn't it 97?
I guess it must. Oh.
Or was he one of the first people she hit up? No, it can't have been. Because when did he interview them? That was in 97, right? Or was that the time after?
At least 97.
Oh, maybe it was the time after. Because 97, he's still like a police officer. That's when he went off the rails.
Right.
So she must have killed him in 97. And then he interviewed her 9 years later. Yep, that's it. Because he said he died. But wait, did he say he died of a drug overdose?
Oh.
I think he did.
Yeah.
But whether or not that was from her, I think it was from her. I think she got him in 97.
So.
They just said drug overdose. But
so in 88.
Yeah.
She's killing the people that he would have already written letters to before he died of the drug overdose that would have picked up the mantle.
It's funny. I didn't pay attention now. I wonder if she killed the more important people first, like down the road, or if she had to kill them earlier before things grew. I don't remember. I'd have to look at it again. If there's a reason for the order, I don't know.
I guess she doesn't have that much time.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm wondering. That's why it's weird that this is told backwards, because she wouldn't know who would pick up the mantle. Because now she could go back. I mean, I guess.
There's no mantle. She has to kill these people and it stops it from happening. That's kind of their whole thing.
She doesn't know that, though, when she goes off on her mission.
They do. They send her very specifically with who to kill.
But how do they know someone else isn't going to? How do they know they're going to get them all?
In the future, they'd figured it out who the necessary people were. They were very vague. They talk at the end in that little montage.
Yeah.
This film gets wrapped up real quickly. He realizes she's the granddaughter and he goes, oh, then he goes to me. And then there's just a big voiceover from her and it just shows a montage of everything coming together.
And this movie explains itself in the first 5 minutes when he buys a trinket for his soon to be dead wife. That is the figure eight,
yeah.
the figure eight.
Infinity symbol. Yeah.
The infinity symbol. Of everything going forward and backward.
How about that police chief that while his wife is like trying to give birth and having complications and he's trying to interview the guy as he's running, like, I get it, but like, come on.
I kind of get it. Like, just cause like you said, you may not see this guy for a while. Like if he goes in to help his wife give birth and she's having as much complications as possible, he might not be able to interview him for a week. And this major civil situation just took place. And just so you guys know, if she doesn't get hit by the train, she's fucking dead anyways, because he stabs her with the stuff.
Who stabs her?
Grandpa stabs her in the leg with the three pointed thing.
He did?
Yeah. That's what he stabs her in the leg with before she falls into the train.
Oh, how did he get it? How did he get it from the future?
Hey, you want a little more time pop in your life? Head on over to patreon.com/timepop. And if you have just enough time pop in your life, open up your app while you're listening and give us 5 stars. Maybe write a review. Nudge the person next to you on the train. Thank you for your support. Anything you do to get the word out about time pop ensures that there will be lots more time pop in the future. No, he picked it up. She dropped it when she went down the tunnel.
Oh, I thought it was a taser. I missed that.
No, he picked it up when he went down the tunnel and then he had it on him. And then when she cuffed him, he grabbed it and stabbed her in the leg with it.
She's donezo.
And then she backed into the train.
But yeah, so she time travels back during that bridge. And it's all for her. She does the killing, then she moves, she keeps moving on. So it's all like in a day for her. That's why when he shoots her and her hands are all bloody in that first time, like her hands were all covered in stuff and the bullets still in her and everything.
Oh, that's right. She was there because she had just killed
the woman in the goth club. Remember, she says her hand was all messed up and she had just gotten shot in the future.
No. When he shoots her in the hand from that house.
Yeah, that's his bullet.
I know, but there was a dead woman in that house. He had just spotted the dead woman.
Right.
Or was it the guy who...
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was the guy or if it was the guy's wife.
The guy's wife. One of them.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, by the way, I don't know if you went on This Is Barry.
Ooh.
I saw this on his list, so I checked it out. He's so great. He made 2 timelines for this film. He made like one from the perspective of the daughter, like her timeline in the film, and one from the perspective of the officer. He did 2 different like timelines.
Wow.
The perspective of the film. He's kind of awesome. He's our hero.
Barry.
However, this was like in the 40s, I think, on his list, which I do question. He has some things later on that I think like synchronicity is, or synchronic, or better than this. So that's questionable. But Barry's attention to detail is awesome.
I think this is an interesting enough, you know, the execution is questionable, but I think the ideas are interesting enough to...
Yeah, the going backwards while he goes forward. It's cool. It's different.
And this movie, this is basically a 2-hour movie. At the 1-hour mark, they're halfway. It's in 2006, which is halfway between their journey.
Yeah, makes sense.
So that's pretty cool. So speaking of what people think of this movie, I got a couple of great little Rotten Tomatoes I want to read.
Do it.
I got a couple, and then it's going to end on a real high note. These are in Rotten Tomatoes, back to back to back to back. These were all written within 2 weeks.
Back to back.
Oh, maybe a month. A complete waste of time. Starts off interesting, then just deteriorates over time. Ending is just terrible also.
Oh.
Big yikes. Main message is the murdering of innocents is necessary to prevent civil war. This is some red pill BS. Basically the opposite of Minority Report, both in philosophy and quality. Skip it.
Wow. By the way, Minority Report should be on our list at some point. It's questionable.
Well,
it's on the fringe.
Well, that's a Patreon episode right there.
There it is.
I mean, that's Patreon is...
So is Peggy Sue Got Married, but let's continue.
...is built for fringe episodes. So here's some people that, unfortunately, these last two might be on this guy's mailing list. This was some lefty pinko bullshit.
Oh, ho, ho.
You had to wait for the entire movie to end to find out they were going back in time to kill patriots who would fight a civil war against the globalists.
No! Really?
This man.
He found them inspiring? Oh, no. Oh, country, you let us down sometimes.
I hate films with a blatantly obvious political message. Even without such pandering, this movie would stink. Slow, poorly written, hack time travel plot. Yawn. So there you go, people. Those are some people we share the planet with.
The people have spoken.
Congratulations, humanity. Let me just double check my notes here. So you have... Oh.
I love it. What Desmond mid-sentence.
I'm watching the film right now, and there's the flag in the background. The main asshole is writing his letters, and I saw one... and look at him sniffing cocaine, too. Or that's probably not cocaine. That's probably methamphetamines. One flag on the wall only had 4 stars on it instead of the 5th star, but then they changed views and there was a 5th star flag behind him. So that one just wasn't done being. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that they make this guy a drug addict, like that's his excuse for racism or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not necessary. Assholes don't need drugs to be assholes. So I won't spoil it. Do you want this time machine? Like, you can go back 9 years, like, what, an hour at a time? 2 hours at a time?
I think she goes until she's ready to jump. She hides the time machine in the middle of nowhere.
But if she's using the lunar cycle to jump from...
But she's trying to do it on, like, the same day. Remember, for her, it's instant.
She has to.
Yeah. Or you get trapped there for, like, 9 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, this isn't... You're going to ask me, and the answer is going to be, like, I would not like to do a one-way travel going backwards. It's pretty lonely. But of course, if I'm doing it to save the future, then of course that's the noble thing to do.
You're a pinko commie bastard, Scott.
Uh-huh. That's me.
Yeah, well, I just realized, too, is what you could do is do a 9-year Groundhog Day. Because
oh, wow. That'd be an interesting film. That's more doable than 24 hours.
Because I was going to say, I absolutely don't want this device because I have to go back 9 years at a time in like 1 hour increments before my window closes. And then I forget. Yeah, if you can just hang out 9 years and then do it again, that's not a terrible machine to have.
Except you got to drown when you time travel, but whatever.
Oh, it's so funny. I've been doing this breathing exercise with my therapist, and I've gotten to the point where I can hold my breath for just shy of 2 minutes.
Ooh.
I can do the 60 seconds. I can do the 90 seconds, and I usually don't quite make the 2 minutes. If I hold my breath and go underwater, 12 seconds tops.
Right.
Like, there's still... just this like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. When I'm just laying on my therapist's couch, I can hold my breath forever. And yeah, holding my breath, that'd be a long, even if it's just, it looks like it's about 6 seconds. That would be a terrible 6 seconds.
Yeah, that's rough.
So as usual, the caveat that like, yeah, I wouldn't leave my family for this time travel device, but you know, family aside, this could be, you could have some fun with this. This would be in, like 9 years is a big jump, but not a, and we don't even know. Well, again, yeah, it's one way. When she finishes her mission, does she goes back, but it doesn't matter because she dies, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a one way. And like you end up, if she didn't get killed, she'd end up in a time that she didn't, far from what she knew. And you can't affect the timeline either. So you have to go back and kind of hide. I think she knew she wasn't going to have much of a life. So yes, would I do it to save the world? Yes. And any other reason? No.
What time is it, Scott?
It's time to rate the movies. What time is it? It's time to rate.
Dun, 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 dun. You know what? I always make you rate first.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going low. It's the lowest since we started this system.
Yeah, mine's going to be, I'm not going to go again, you know, with this being a 12 point system.
But I gave Happy Death Day a 6, so I have to go lower than that.
Ooh.
Didn't I? What? I don't remember what I gave Death Day, but I gave it a 6.5 maybe.
I'm trying to do something really quickly. So my computer, of course.
I'm going. It's okay. I'm going to go 5 on this one.
Just straight up 5 o'clock.
I got 5 on it.
Messing with that.
It's not great. It doesn't have rewatchability. It's not. I'm only like giving it something good because the idea of going backward and forward is cool.
While my system loads, I will say I think this is a good watch. I think if you have Netflix, you've already paid for it. I don't think it's the worst way to spend 2 hours. Put that on the box.
That's what they want on the billboard. Yeah, that's what they want on the billboard. Hey, it's not the worst way you could spend 2 hours. The new Ant-Man, it's not the worst way to spend 2 hours.
It's, I would definitely recommend it. It definitely starts to fall apart. You know, I put it on a second time just to kind of, you know, make sure that I was ready for this recording, and it starts to fall apart pretty quickly. But I think it's interesting. You know, it's another one of those things that just makes me so sad that like this idea is taken. And I wish that we lived in a world where once you do a time travel conceit, it can never be used again, because I would love for someone to pick this up and run with it a little more. So I'm going to save my 6 o'clock for something that's a little more dead center. So I'm going to give this a 5.59.
It's like when you put something on sale. It's like, we're not charging 10. It's $9.99.
Exactly.
You fuckers.
You coward. Can't even give it a 6. You gave it a 5? 5 out of...
I give it a 5. I got 5 on it.
I got 5 on. I gave it a 5.59. I would, if someone else wanted to watch this movie again, I would watch it with them. I wouldn't go out of my way. You know, I did throw on Tenet this morning while I was working, and that, holy fuck, I threw it on and like I was actually watching it while all my stuff loaded. Wow, I need to watch that movie again. Like, that really starts to pay off when you watch it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of little things, because it's such a long movie that by the end of it, you forget where you even fucking started. So when you get to start it again, you're like, wow, okay, that's what's going on. That's that. All right. This is coming together. So very cool. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. If you would like more Time Pop, go to patreon.com/timepop. If you have questions, comments, or recommendations, go to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. Find us on the social medias at timepoppod, @time_pop_pod. Looking for more great podcasts to listen to? Go to whatsoundsawesome.com. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I'm Scott Lifton. See you in the 9 years past or future, depending on which way you're coming, every 9 years.
We will see you in 2031? No, 2032. See you in 2032.
See you then, universe.
Gibbon, you can fiddle with a bow. But before you snort that crystal meth, there's some things that you should know. Meth is made from antihistamines, in basement labs it's cooked. And possession is a felony, which means that you'll get booked. With a snort, it zips right up your nose and eats away your brain. It kills your sense of good and evil, and it makes you go insane. Here we go. So don't meth with meth, Beth. Don't meth with meth, Seth. Don't meth with meth, Gwyneth. Don't meth with crystal meth. Any questions?
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.